Hello.
This is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Brown.
Okay. Well, who are you with, Will? I'm sorry.
Opinion Research. We're conducting an opinion survey, and I just wanted to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Is that okay?
Oh, attitudes and opinions. Oh, gosh. I don't think you want that, but okay.
I do.
Okay. Just a minute.
It's approximately from 10 to 15 minutes, the survey. I promise to try to rush through it, so I won't take too much of your time. Okay?
Oh, well, I don't know. You want to do a survey, Brown, or no?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay. What is it regarding? What's the subject matter here?
It's a few of them. Education, healthcare, some politics, some people.
Okay.
Okay. First question. And with all due respect, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
Me? Are you doing me? A female?
Yeah, you.
Female? Me?
Female. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. May I ask the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the year of your birth.
Well, I'll just give you, I'm in my 50s, so I'll just give you that.
A close number, any number, close to it, any number of your preference?
Well, I'm not comfortable doing that, but, you know, you pick a number. I'm 50-something.
Okay, we'll be okay, 1978. It's because I have to put that on number. I cannot, you know, just skip the question. It's part of the survey.
Uh-huh, gotcha. So just put, why don't you put 1978. That would make me 40. So you could put 1968.
68. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Next question. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. May I ask your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
That would be white.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree.
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, you're not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues. Local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council and local levies. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general elections? Are you all concerned?
100% likely. I will.
Okay.
I will vote.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
I don't know what my choices are, but I am very satisfied with the way that they just voted on the last round.
Okay. So.
On issue one, I was very satisfied. So
okay.
I think we're headed in the right direction.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Crime, violence, jobs and economy, racial inequity, property taxes, access to abortion, legalizing marijuana, education, housing, transportation, criminal justice reform, city budget and spending, healthcare. three of those.
I'm going to say the abortion, education, and criminal justice reform.
Criminal justice reform. You have a good memory. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, next question. Now, we like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel.
Okay.
First name, Nancy Day Ockhour. Nancy Day Ockhour.
Wow, I don't even know who that is.
Never heard of, okay.
Never heard of.
Emmanuel Remy. Remy.
Oh. Yeah, I've heard of that. Just a minute here. Let me think about this one. Emmanuel Remy, or how do you spell that?
That will be R-E-M-Y. Remy.
R-E-M-Y. Okay. Emmanuel Remy.
Take your time. It's okay.
Yeah. Let me think about that one.
Okay. No problem. Any number from 0 to 10.
I'm just going to say Manuel Remy. I really don't, I'm not familiar with him, but I'm going to say,
Remember, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Right.
5
right.
means that you feel neither warm nor cold. And 10,
right.
warm and very favorable.
Right. So let's go with 5 because I don't really know much.
5,
about
okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
What about Farhan Jetty? Farhan Jetty.
Oh, Lord. How do you spell the first name?
F-A-R-X-A-A-N. F-A-R-X-A-A-N.
F-A-R-X-A-A-N.
Yeah. And then the last name, Jetty.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You know who it is?
Okay. I'm more familiar with, let's see here. Okay. Let me go with 7 for him.
7. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
What about Chris Wyatt?
Chris Wyatt. Okay. W-I-A-T-T.
Okay.
Is that what it
that
is?
That will be a W-I-C-H-E. Chris.
I-C-H-E. Oh, I see. Yes. W-I-C-A-T. I wish I were more familiar with all of these people.
Chris Wyatt.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's see here.
You may choose any number from 0 to 10.
Goodness.
Take your time. It's okay.
Okay.
And I also just want you to know that I really thank you for your time.
Oh,
yeah, go
sure,
ahead.
Sure. Yeah, I'm gonna say, give him a 10. Let's go with 10.
10? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. What about Louis Gill.
Okay.
As in G-I-L. G-I-L, Louis.
Okay.
Louis Gill.
All right. Louis is L-E-W-I-S?
No, Louis as in L-U-I-S.
L-O-U-I-S.
Louis Gill.
I don't know Louis Gill, Ohio, Louis. Okay, wait a minute. We got to leave. Let's see. Let's check it out.
Okay. You found him?
Found him. Yeah. Let's see. Well, I like that he's not associated with either party, I guess. I don't know if that's good or bad. Let's just go with a 5. I really don't know Louis Gill. I don't know what he's about. Yeah.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
What about Shannon Harding? Shannon Harding.
Okay.
As in H-A-R-D-I-N. Shannon.
Oh.
Shannon Harding.
H-A-R-D-I-N. Okay. Shannon Harding. Okay. All right, let's go with I don't really know. Let's go with a 7 for him. Yeah.
7. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Nick Bankston? Nick Bankston, as in Bank, S-T-O-N, Nick. Nick Bankston.
Okay. What did I say for Shannon Harding?
You said you gave her a 7.
Okay. Let's take her up a couple, and then we'll go with,
Okay,
let's
so you want to change 9? Okay.
Shannon Harding can be a 9, and then there's this new person.
Nick Bankston,
yeah. Let's see. I think that's...
Yes?
Sorry.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay, we'll go with a 9 for him too.
Okay, what about Zach Klein?
Zach Klein.
Klein, yeah, as in K-L-E-I-N. Zach Klein.
K-L-E-I-N. Okay, Zach Klein, Columbus. Okay. I'm gonna go with a. I'm gonna go with a. I don't know him either. I don't know any of these people, poor thing. I hate to give him a bad thing, but I'm reading about him. And
that's okay. You have the right to do that before you give out an opinion.
Do a five. Yeah,
five.
Because I don't know what he's... Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what about Andrew Ginther? Andrew Ginther.
How do you spell it? Oh, I got it. Mayor of...
Okay.
I'm going to go with... Yeah, she's the mayor. Okay.
Go ahead. Take your time.
It's the third mayor. Yeah. I guess we'll go with the 8 for him. That's fine.
8, okay, no problem. What about Adrian Hood?
Adrian Hood.
Yeah, as in H-double-O-D, Hood.
Right.
Adrian Hood.
Okay. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm going to go with the 10 for Adrian Hood.
10, okay.
He is... working on police reform, and that's a big issue for me. Police reform.
Okay. Awesome. What about Columbus Police? The Columbus Police. What number you want to give them?
I'm going to give them a 2.
2. Okay.
Okay, no, I can do better than that. Let's give them a 4.
4. Okay.
I might give them a 4.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
What about the Columbus City Council?
Not big fan of that either. Okay.
Okay.
Columbus City Council. Yeah. Let me just.
Go ahead. Take your time. No problem.
Yeah.
Columbus City Council.
Right.
Any number from 0 to 10.
Gosh, well, It's a hard one.
That's okay.
I
0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 5,
right.
Neither warm or cold. And 10, very warm and favorable.
Okay. I'm going to go with a 6. Let's try a 6 on that one.
6. Okay. How about Melissa Green?
Melissa Green. Is that with an E on the end or no?
No, it's double E in between.
Yep, okay.
Melissa Green.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna say give her a big ten.
10, okay, no problem.
She voted
thank you so much.
No on she's my kinda. Yeah.
Okay. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? First, I will rather re-elect City Council so they can continue to work, so they can continue the work they have been doing. Second, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council can go in a new direction. Which one would you prefer the most, first or second?
Wow, okay. Well, What are their terms right now? I'm not real sure. Do you know?
I'm not allowed to
okay.
go into details.
Okay, you're not allowed to say that. Terms, yeah. Then let's just look it up. City Council.
Okay.
Okay, just 1 second. That's a hard one because...
The options is either re-election or new election.
Or just new people. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you an answer 1 second here. I'm sorry. I want to look.
Yeah, go ahead. No. Not at all. You don't have
here.
To apologize. I understand. Take your time. I'm here to walk along with you.
Well, it's a hard one because, I think I'll just say re-elect the same, not the new ones, but just keep the ones you have so they can
keep the ones you have, re-elect the city council. Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
Right. I mean, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I understand completely. Thank you.
Okay.
Next question. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Brankston? If undecided and you had to vote or you had to choose, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Brankston?
All right, let me look here.
It's the two persons I mentioned to you earlier. Farhan Jetty and Nick Brankston.
Mm-hmm.
If you're undecided, then you have Nick Bankston and Lean Nick Bankston.
Well, let's see here.
Farhan,
Jeffrey. I'm going to say Bankston. I'm just going to say Bankston.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said Bankston?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy? And if you're undecided and you had to choose, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Okay. I'm going to go with Adrian Hood.
Adrian Hood. Thank you so much. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Lewis Gill or Nancy Day Uphauer? Lewis Gill or Nancy Day Uphauer?
Okay. How did we spell the Nancy's last name?
Nancy Uphauer? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you spell that? Well, how do you spell that? A Uphauer. How do you spell that again?
A-C-H-A-U-E-R. A-C-H-A-U-E-R.
Uh-huh. No, I'm not going to. Let's see. She's community mother, grandmother, too.
No.
I'm going with Lewis.
Lewis, okay, no problem.
Yeah, not
Lewis
her.
Gill.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? First candidate, someone who is working on reducing crime and making neighborhoods safe by focusing on traditional forms of public safety like local police. Or the second candidate, someone who is focused on diverting funds from local police to other services that address the root causes of crime?
Number two.
Two. Thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate. 5 means that the statement makes you more less likely to vote for the candidate. And 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for that candidate for city
sure.
council in
okay.
2023.
Okay.
First one. Farhan Jetty came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Jetty had spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. 0 to 10.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to be, are these true statements that you're telling me or are they just statements? And I have to decide whether that statement. Okay.
If you ask me, I believe it's true, but you
okay.
have the right
okay.
to, you know.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
do your own research.
Right. Well, I'm gonna go. That's gonna be about an 8 for me.
8.
Then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
More likely.
Next.
Yes.
Next one. Nick Baxton is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment and neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for the re-election to continue creating safe and more equitable city for all the residents.
Okay,
and
well, that's
equitable city for them. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So that's a 10.
That's a 10. Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Next one. Sometimes in surveys like these, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
Based on what you just told me? Yeah.
Based
on what you just told me, I'm probably just going to go with Bankston a little bit, maybe more. I don't know Farhan Jetty. He might be fine, but...
Okay,
I really
Nick
think
Bankston.
I think investing back into the community and,
Okay, no problem. No problem. Next,
yeah.
I'm going to read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each
mm-hmm.
statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. 5 means that statement makes you more less
Mm-hmm.
makes you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means that it makes you much less likely to vote for the candidate
okay.
in November 2023. First one,
okay.
Emmanuel Remy. He's a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on city council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for the re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. 0 to 10.
Well, I'm going to say 10. That sounds pretty good.
10. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Next one. Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master's Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the black community, a Columbus native who was raised in Linden. Hood has dedicated her life to public service since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016. Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for the city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code.
Mm-hmm. Is she, she's running against Remy?
I will think so.
No.
I'm not allowed
okay.
to give you details.
Okay.
0 to 10.
She sounds like a 10 too. I mean, I don't know. That's
okay.
great. I mean, I think that's
Thank you so
because
much.
Of her experience, she
yeah.
might be
Yes, so
you
know, we are at 60% already. Sometimes in a survey like these, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Goodness. Remy's running for re-election and she's running for the first time. Is that what you told me?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go with her.
With Adrian Hood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council. 5 means that the statement makes you more or less likely to vote for that candidate, and 0
Right.
means it makes you much less likely to vote for that candidate in November
Okay.
2023. Okay, Nancy Dake Ockauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human services needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for marginalized communities. 0 to 10.
The problem with Nancy is that she's a pastor, and I'm not into pastors. So, all that sounds good, but I can't get past the pastor thing. So I'm going to say 6. I'm not a big
6.
Nancy fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Like pastors. Yep.
No problem. Next, Luis Gil is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant who experienced as a small business owner, since moving to Columbus a decade ago. Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for the city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. 0 to 10.
Not a big fan. I'm going to say 4 on Luis.
4 on Luis. No problem. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Sometimes in surveys like these, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections from the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Dake Arkauer?
Nancy?
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem?
Yeah.
Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? First candidate, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. Second candidate, to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets.
Okay, those are my choices?
Those are the two choices.
First candidate. I'm going to go with the first candidate, not the
first
second.
Okay, yep. Thank you. Thinking about how the city of Columbus is handling safety in your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, very satisfied with how the city is handling public safety?
In my community, sure, I'm satisfied. I'm in Westerville, so I don't, I'm satisfied here, but I'm not sure. I'm sure it's not the same everywhere.
I understand. Will that be very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
What were my choices again?
Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, I'm going to go with somewhat satisfied. Yeah.
Somewhat, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Next, I'm going to read to you some information about actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council, 5 means that it makes you feel neutral, and 0 means that the action makes you feel much less favorable towards the council.
Okay.
First one. The Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet. 0 to 10.
Well, that's good. I guess we're going to go with 8 on that one.
8. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I'm not sure if it was, could have been spent a little,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know what that really means, but okay.
No problem. Uh-huh. Thank you so much. The Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possessions while funding a record ceiling program. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. 0 to 10.
And we're talking about marijuana possession. Is that what?
Paraphernalia, marijuana. Yep.
Uh huh. It's not.
Misdemeanors.
Does not constitute a criminal record.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not constitute
okay.
a criminal record.
Okay. I'm going to go with 8. That's fine.
8. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Columbus City Council approved $500 million in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north. 0 to 10.
$500 million?
Yep. Oh, $500,000. I'm sorry. $500,000.
Oh, I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, gosh. Now, what two organizations was it?
It doesn't specify who it was. It was just directed for in hopes of curbing violence in the short north.
Let me look at that one for a second here because I'm not sure what organizations.
Yeah, it doesn't specify who, at least not in the information that I have. Maybe if you look it up, you get a little
right.
more.
Right. Here it is. Short North Alliance and Capital Crossroads Special Improvement District.
Okay.
With safety. Okay, that's an 8.
Okay, that's an 8. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Columbus City Council passed gun control legislation that will prohibit the possession of a large capacity magazine by most people and require safe gun storage of firearms. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarships, and dedicated advisors to hundreds of Columbus City School students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market.
10.
10. Thank you very much. Next question. As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for all Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion in the state. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio, or will you vote no to oppose the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio, or are you still undecided?
I'm going to vote yes.
Yes, you support the amendment.
Yes, I support the amendment.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purposes of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads, and bridges, and for public transportation infrastructure and equipment, and operating the Central Ohio Transit Authority transportation system? Would you support
that?
Yeah.
That would be yes.
do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Oh, strongly. So yeah, of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10, that's a 10.
No, the options are either you strongly support, somewhat support,
strongly.
Somewhat.
Oh, I strongly support that one.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
strongly.
You. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
married.
Separated? Married. Okay,
married.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Pretty strong. Strong, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Hmm. So it's either very liberal or somewhat liberal. Hmm.
Yeah, and somewhat conservative or very conservative, or the other option is moderate.
I'm going to be the somewhat liberal because I'm pretty liberal in almost
okay.
everything except military. Well, I'm pretty.
Okay, no
know.
Problem. Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Who did I vote for? Biden.
Yeah, Biden, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
150.
150. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. That will be the end of our survey. Thank you so
okay.
much for being so patient and for answering every question. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.